With your Posey County Radio News for Friday, May 24th, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. High school baseball sectionals got underway last night, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats saw their season come to an end in the first round of the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Princeton Community High School. The Wildcats fell to Memorial 10-0 in six innings. The Wildcats graduate six seniors from the team. They include Reese Lyons, Kyle Holder, Ryan Kelly, Josh Shoemate, Connor Stevens, and Zarek Seidensticker. North Posey baseball had their first postseason game postponed due to weather. The Vikings were supposed to play South Spencer last night in the semifinals of the Class 2A Sectional 48 at South Spencer High School. The game will now be played on Saturday at 4 p.m. Last night was the IHSA Boys Track Regional Meet, and North Posey and Mount Vernon had a few participants competing. From North Posey, the 4x400 relay team placed fourth with a time of 3 minutes 30.11 seconds. That team consisted of Xander Pickens, Seth Gentile, Julian Dickinson, and Dylan Helfert. Seth Gentile also ran the 300-meter hurdles and placed 14th with a time of 42.74 seconds. Xander Pickens ran the 300-meter hurdles as well and placed 12th with a time of 42.40 seconds. From Mount Vernon, Jacob Swartz ran the 110-meter hurdles and placed 13th place with a time of 15.85 seconds. And Abdu Hardin ran the 800-meter race and placed 13th with a time of 2 minutes 2.86 seconds. Family Matters of Posey County posted on Facebook that there will be two great programs to help feed students this summer. The River Bend Food Pantry Summer Kids Program is a bi-weekly program starting on Friday, May 31st at Hedges Central. The Feeding Our Future program starts next Tuesday, May 28th. Those lunches are given out at several locations Monday through Friday from 11:30 to noon. There are more details on the Family Matters of Posey County Facebook page. This summer in Mount Vernon, there will be market nights at the Mount Vernon Riverfront. They will take place every Monday evening starting June 3rd and continue through July 29th. There will be food trucks, vendors, and music. The hours will be 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., and it will be free entry. CenterPoint Energy has reached a settlement agreement with the Indiana Industrial Group and SABIC, agreeing to a new rate hike proposal. Officials say the settlement reduces the initial requested increase from $118 million to $80 million. According to the statement, this will delay a bill increase attributable to the rate case until March of 2025 and will lower the projected monthly bill from the original proposal by more than $12 per month compared to the initial filing. CenterPoint says they will continue to work with stakeholders to reach a resolution for all parties. From the NBA playoffs last night, the Indiana Pacers lost Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals at the Boston Celtics. Final score, 126-110. The Pacers now trail in the best of seven Eastern Conference Finals 2-0. Game 3 is in Indianapolis tomorrow night at 7:30. From Major League Baseball, on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals had the day off. They are back in action tonight at home as they start a three-game series with the Chicago Cubs at 7:15. St. Louis is 23-26 on the season and have been playing better baseball of late. They have won 8 of their last 10 games. The Chicago Cubs got shut out at home yesterday 3-0 against the Atlanta Braves. The Cubs dropped 2 of 3 in the series and fall to 27-24 on the year. The Cincinnati Reds lost at home to the San Diego Padres 6-4. The Reds dropped 2 of 3 in the series and now sit at 20-30 on the season. Cincy welcomes the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight for a three-game series at 6:10.
We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.